Okay, characteristics. What do we learn from Patrick and all the other movements down through history? You've got to have a white hot faith. And we'll go over these points, but I'll just give them to you quickly now. You've got to have a white hot faith. Not just spirituality, okay? Spirituality is not a bad start, or if you're like me and you're middle-aged and you want to be mellow about your faith, it's a great concept. But you just don't get there. You do not make history unless you are passionate about your faith, unless your world has been turned upside down, and unless God has got a hold of you big time. Okay? There are no exceptions. I love making absolute statements like that. Commitment to a cause. You know, they know who they are. They know where they're going. It's demanding to be a part of a dynamic movement. When they went out to go pilgrimage for Christ, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it? There were no support systems. They just went. Okay, there was no, let's get some money through the internet, or, you know, who's going to send us supplies. They went, and it was demanding. Contagious relationships. Overwhelmingly, movements grow through networks of relationships. We'll come back to each end. Rapid mobilization. Yet no sooner do you come to faith, no sooner does Christ transform your life, but you're on the front line, and you're empowered. And dynamic methods. We're going to change everything else about us except the heart of our message and our understanding of who Christ is and God's purpose. And everything else changes except that. So we're willing to, in order to get the job done, we will do anything as long as it accords with our understanding of who Christ is in the gospel. They're the characteristics.